And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
If you thought their repeated court defeats had caused North Carolina Republican lawmakers to give up on trying to suppress the vote of disfavored groups, think again. A new study conducted by election experts at the group Democracy North Carolina finds that a law passed last year by the General Assembly that required all early voting sites to be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., regardless of their popularity, was extremely harmful. The researchers found that the changes forced many local election boards to reduce the number of early voting sites and the number of weekdays offered for early voting. Now add to this that the law would also eliminate the popular option of voting on the last Saturday of early voting in 2020, an option that's popular with young voters, Black and Latinx voters, and voters in rural counties, and it quickly becomes clear what's going on here. The bottom line, North Carolina needs to be doing everything it can to make voting easier and more accessible. The law in question is just another thinly veiled attempt at voter suppression. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.